from the very tech-savvy Terry Kelly up at Ballarat. Foundry is very prominent in the betting, or Coggles Creek now, Terry is. So, Terry, good morning to you, and how the hell have you established such a high vote for Foundry?
Hello, matey. Good to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has, mate. It has.
It has. Well, I'm very lucky. I've got a lot of good family and friends, and as you know, we've had pretty much 5 years off the scene. It took us 5 years to develop this 700-acre property and turn it into a training complex. So we've just had the odd horse ticking over, but we thought we can't buy yearlings, go and buy yearlings and sit around for 2 years to find out if they can run. So we'll buy, you know, a couple of tritles, and Skelm was one of them, and then Boundary come up. But the votes have all come from the people I tipped into the horse are the people who stuck with us over these last 5 years, you know. Mm. Well, they knew we were developing this property, and Andrew's been doing all the riding and the training virtually, and we're just sort of ready to get going again now. So I thought just a good guess is to tip those boys in, and of course, along with them, they...
Oh, we just lost Terry there. The Coggills Creek reception came back to haunt us there, but we'll try and call him back. We're talking about Foundry, and Terry mentioned Skillam as well, and Skillam is another second-hand horse that he's purchased with his clients that's running in the third race at Sandown today. We'll talk to him about that, but Foundry's a fascinating horse because he won the... He won the Metropolitan in 2017, beating Big Duke and Chiconte for Lloyd Williams. And then he hasn't raced since that Bendigo Cup in which he ran third to Cuey, which you'll remember, and Kawaya. It was a titanic struggle between those two horses. And Foundry ran third, but we haven't seen him since. Terry's back with us. Hey, Terry, just before we talk about Foundry, just tell us a bit about this. Where is Coggles Creek, and what have you been developing there over the last 5 years?
Coggles Creek's about 12 k's northwest of the Ballarat Turf Club, and it's as close as you can get to thinking you're in Ireland. It's just a beautiful part of the world. And we put in a straight 1600 metre turf track, which is unique. There's only one of them. This is the only one in Australia, to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And alongside that, we've got a very deep sand track, and then we've got a cross country track which goes out over the 700 acres. Where Foundry does a lot of his work. And, it's on top of that, we had to rebuild the homestead, which was burnt down in 1914. It was built in 1856. So, and we've done it all ourselves. I was very lucky. A good mate of mine stepped outside of his business and put his boys into it. So we had all the toys. We had the scrapers and the excavators and the graders. And boys, but we had to do the work ourselves, of course. No one only could afford to pay contractors, you know. So that's what we've been doing, Matty.
Well, there you go. And a couple of the horses have been working on this beautifully manicured track at Coggles Creek, Foundry and Skillam. Just on Foundry, he hasn't raced since November 17. He's in the All-Star Mile vote. The clock's ticking. When are we going to see him reappear, Foundry?
Well, if we can go straight into the... If we get into the mile, and I said to Anne this morning when she said, Matty's going to call you about 10 to 10, I said, well, I hope he's calling me to talk about Foundry and not Skillam, because he's got a habit of finding out a lot of things before anyone else, Matty, so it was a good lead.
A little bit of sleuth work, yeah, a little bit of good sleuth work. So your hope is that the vote gets you in and that you don't have to do anything before the All-Star, and the first time we see Foundry for a couple of years will be in the All-Star Mile.
Possibly trial at Cranbourne on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it is. But he's the sort of horse, Matty, he's just got the capacity to work. Like, you've got no idea. He's by far the best horse I've ever had. He's a... Even though he's 8 years old, he's just an unbelievable animal.
Like, was he? How much did he? What's the circumstances of the purchase from Lloyd Williams?
Oh, I tell everyone a box of beer. I went down there and went through all his horses. He had about 30 in there, and of a lot of them, I thought this one was my father. You know, one of them was going to make the track, and I was very fortunate that Andrew Clough was there at the time with his X-ray machine, and the only problem I could find with him was his near side front joint. So, but anyway, Andrew took several x-rays from each and every angle and gave us a thumbs up. He said, there's nothing we can't maintain, which hasn't given us any problem at all. So, in saying that, Andrew's stationed down the beach 3 times a week. He does all his work on the 13th beach, you know, where we used to work when I was training for you, Matty. Remember that?
Yeah. St. Leonard's, Dreamboat Dryden, I remember.
Yeah, Dreamboat Dryden.
I remember the old Dreamboat down those days, yeah.
Remember the day we took Dreamboat Dryden to Horsham? We run into that Terry O'Sullivan tour.
Pay the Kings.
Remember that?
That's right. And we didn't have enough petrol to get home, and we had to go to, me and a couple of mates had to drive the 68 Ford Falcon as far as Hall's Gap, and we sat on the side of one of the lakes. We had enough money for a slab of beer, and then we didn't know what to do afterwards. I can't remember how we got home.
If I remember rightly, that car sat there for quite a long time.
Well, there was no petrol in it. It couldn't move. So,
I think there's a tyre still hanging in the tree.
You're making me sound like a Darrow. Well, I do remember the stable visits at St Leonard's where we were greeted by the opening of a couple of cans of Melbourne Bitter as well.
That's right, yeah. They're good days.
It was a Sunday.
Nothing's changed, Matty. Nothing's changed. It's still the same.
No, well, that's right. Are you going to be cracking a tinny after Skillam wins the third at Sandown today, going for three on the trot?
Yeah, well, you know, it's 4-1 the field. It's pretty even field. It's, you know, how tough it is down there. Everything's got to go our way, but we have got a very good jockey on board, and you just hope it all falls into place, mate. He's a beautiful horse.
What's the background with Skellum? Sorry, not Skellum, Skellum.
Skellum. I bought him at the dispersal sale at Oakland's and for $12,000. And on the same day, I bought another Animal Kingdom. It was a mare. I paid $4,000 for it. And it was the half-sister to Caprice Artist. Turned out to be. And it was quite a good purchase, but unfortunately, I sent her up to Paul Kelly at Ponderosa Stud, and she had a paddock accident and broke her leg, so I had to be put down. So that's where Skellum come from. And he took a bit of education. We had to use our races. He was not inclined to go between horses and whatnot, and I took those first two or three starts to just educate him. But Damien's done a great job with him. You know, we took it down to sale, because he said he could ride it, he was going to be there, and then thank God he got on it again. And last fortnight ago at Sandown, and the horse just improved and improved every time we go out, you know. So, and his confidence is up high. I think he's a nice horse in the making.
He can sniff out a good one, Damien Oliver. And for your stable too, Terry, and I'm just going to ask you in a sec about the wake of the Darrenere weir as well, and what, you know, maybe what opportunities may open up just through his sheer dominance. But you, with the 5-year project at Coghills Creek and so on, it's been a tough grind, and your name hasn't been in the form guide. But to get a horse like Skellum to come along, and hopefully Foundry, they probably the right horses at the right time.
Well, you've got no idea. The phone hasn't stopped. And it's before Skellum, I think we had one win for 2 years, and that was Life of Riley, the Echuca.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, no one wants to talk to you. And if you're not up there, you know how tough it is. You've got to be up there weighing in every week. But, yeah, just that one win from Skellum and the publicity we've got out of Foundry, you know, through the local TV stations, the local radio, papers. It's been terrific. Yeah, it gives you it's not hard to get up in the morning, Matty.
No, that's right, and I'm sure it had been hard for a few years, especially when the whole place was a building project. Terry, obviously you've been up in the Ballarat area for a long time now. It's been a long time since the great St Leonard's days that we remember so fondly, but including the St Leonard's Hotel, mind you. But obviously you're part of the Ballarat and district racing scene, and the biggest player of all time got plucked out of it a couple of weeks ago, and obviously, it's caused a lot of chaos and heartache from within the Weir stable, but I imagine that once the dust settles, that the pieces of the pie will be a little bit more evenly distributed amongst the training ranks up there.
Yeah, well, that's possibly, you know, right, but it was still a tragedy. And we had the wake yesterday, and it was just great for everyone to get together again, and, you know, we just, Weary was there, and, you know, Naomi was a great man for Weary, and Weary looked after him like a cup favourite.
Sorry, just for our listeners, there was a funeral of a close connection to the stable yesterday, and Darren was there and a lot of others were there. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We had the wake back at the tavern.
For
the funeral.
For who?
For Naomi.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Greg Nichols.
Yeah, Greg Nichols, yeah.
Yeah. And he's been with Darren for forever. He came over with Greg Manson's horses some 20 years ago. And it was just good to, yeah, it was a very sad day, but it was a very good reunion, and we give him a very good send-off, as we do, Matty. It was just good for everyone to get together and shake hands and, you know, have a beer. And Weary was good. He sponsored everything, of course, as Weary does. A lot of people don't know the good work that Darren Weary does. It's going to be a tough 4 years.
How was Darren and how was the relationship with the staff that are, you know, whose livelihoods have now been, you know, compromised by what happened?
The staff were very, very loyal to him. He looked after, there's a lot of stories. I could tell you a million stories that he's done for people off the scene no one knows about, you know.
Yeah.
He was a great man for his people. And, that was where, you know, he's a people's man. Like, he really looked after his staff, like, cup favourites, you know. And it was a sad day yesterday, but like I say, it was good for everyone to be there and, you know, everyone to get together again, and everyone realised we just got to get on with it and it'll all turn around and Darren will do his time and I'm sure he'll be back and away we'll go again, you know.
Hopefully so, and hopefully you'll be away today and off and running with Skelm and then with Foundry in coming weeks. Terry, it's been lovely to have a bit of a reminiscing chat, and good luck at Sandown today.
Good on you, matey. Thank